Here are today's top stories. This is the week. Come Friday, we will have a new president. President-elect Donald Trump was busy getting ready for the inauguration by doing an interview where he said NATO was pretty much obsolete. Oh, I thought, you know, you tried on different tuxes or maybe approved the three doors down set list. But no, Trump, he's unsettled Europe with his NATO talk and by celebrating a hard Brexit in the UK. Essentially, Trump is the equivalent of when Rodney Dangerfield shows up at Ted Knight's Country Club in Caddyshack. But instead of golf clubs and caddies and baby Ruths in the pool, it's global security. To make things normal again, Trump just tweeted about how bad SNL was. Hey, if you're truly interested in uniting the country, ripping on SNL is a great start. Bipartisan disdain for the aging variety show, it works. Although a sitting president talking about how bad Saturday Night Live is on Twitter, it's very, I don't know, a 13-year-old boy. I mean, have you ever gone to social media to complain about a TV show? No, you don't. You just don't watch the TV show. The Cubs visited the White House today, President Obama's last public event before he sends off. Three no-shows, Arrieta for family health reasons, John Lester and John Lackey, who, let's face it, probably did it for political reasons. I mean, I can't say for sure, but he just seems like a guy who would be like, nope, not in God's America. Trump! Also, Kyle Hendricks, Justin Grimm, come on, guys, wear a tie. Or at least go all beatnik poet like Joe Madden. Don't wear your checkered blue shirt that you got 2-for-1 at Express for Men. You're a world champ! Coincidentally, I have that same shirt on tonight. The Cubs got a great experience, though, and it was great to see all the players back together again, even the ones who signed elsewhere this offseason. A fitting end to a great Chicago season. So let's do it again, starting in less than a month. Speaking of Chicago, the Justice Department's scathing report on police misconduct and need reform? That's last week's news. Actually, several aldermen stepped forward today and asked the Justice Department to investigate the city's law department. Alderman Wagesback and others want more transparency and say they can't make decisions with information provided by the law department because they essentially manipulate and withhold facts. This is somewhat true since judges have ordered the law department to hand over evidence a few times this last year, including the Laquan McDonald video. We'll see if a new Trump administration would call for an investigation, but they probably will because they'd be more investigating the Emanuel administration than law enforcement, and that's political, and Trump loves political. You saw the news this weekend, Ringling Brothers Circus coming to an end. The owner can't sustain the cost, and with mounting pressure to stop exploiting animals, the biggest circus is, well, not coming to town ever again. Everyone's worried about the animals, but I'm worried about the Eastern European trapeze family. I mean, where are they going to get work?
I don't know Excel, but I have done quadruple lutz on a tightrope 50 yards above with no net.
Great, you're starting a mailroom. Smartphone companies are working on a new way to deal with battery fires. Of course, some smartphones have been exploding and catching fire because of overheating lithium batteries. So what are they working on? Fire extinguishers. Yep, when the battery overheats, a miniature fire extinguisher would kick in. No word if said extinguisher comes in different colors. I would want fuchsia. Oh, it's so cute. Don't explode. In weather, it's rainy. It's freezy. It's freezy rainy. In sports, what can you say about the Green Bay Packers? Once again, the team meanders through the regular season, only to turn it up at the end. The Pack went into Dallas and beat the number one seed to advance to the NFC Championship game. They were able to win on a last-second field goal after Rodgers threw a laser to tight end Jared Cook with seconds to play. Reports are that Aaron Rodgers didn't even call a play in the huddle. He just went all playground and told the receivers where to go. Come on, really? I mean, if that were Jay Cutler, he'd been like, don't care what route you run because I'm just throwing a triple coverage because I want to go home. The Packers go to Atlanta next week. Also, did you see the Seahawks' Devin Hester turning back the clock Saturday? The former Bear was picked up off the garbage heap by Seattle for the playoff run, and his second game back, he proves he's the best kick returner in NFL history again. Hall of Fame? Of course. Once again, so fun to watch players like Hester and Julius Peppers, not to mention former coaches Rod Marinelli and Dave Tobe in the NFL playoffs. The Bulls hit the halfway point in the season. Well, they're fitting 21-21. Jimmy Butler returned to once again play Superman. This dude, man, he's an under-the-radar MJ. Watching the game last night, it was like Jimmy Butler rising up with 2 minutes to play, hitting jumpers like a boss. It's very reminiscent of like a Kobe or a LeBron or a Jordan. The Bulls brass seems to be unconvinced, but I think we got something here. Just need to work on the other 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 players around him. The Blackhawks lost to the Wild last night 3-2. With that loss, the Hawks slide out of the top spot in the Western Conference. makes a move down to the number 3 seed. Still a long way to go, though. The Hawks, after winning 4 in a row, have now lost 2. Did you see the weird NHL All-Star Game commercial during the NFL playoffs where Patrick Kane says, "Say hello to my little friend"? The puck? The stick? What are you doing? Stick to the basics. Play a Fall Out Boy song and then skate into a Chevy. Done. Also, don't look now, but the Northwestern Wildcats men's basketball team surging. They throttled Iowa this weekend. They're currently 3rd in the Big Ten behind Maryland and Wisconsin. They're 4-2 in the division and 15-4 overall. This is worth watching because, again, Northwestern has never made the NCAA tourney. I mean, come on, Austin Peay, Cleveland State, they've both been in like twice, 3 times. So you can understand why this is such a big deal. And finally tonight, Rogue One, the latest Star Wars movie, ended up being the top grossing box office smash of 2016. It beat out all the other summer blockbusters. Something tells me that you could slap an R2-D2 beep, boop, 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 beep on a romantic comedy at this point and win the box office. So look out for Droid Rage, the new C-3PO vehicle starring Vin Diesel the summer after next. That's the carry out for January 16, 2017. Hey, happy Martin Luther King Day. I hope you got a great deal on a mattress or a couch. Maybe a mattress couch? Couch with a mattress?